This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. San Francisco and Oakland are both considering bumping up the hourly minimum wage to $12.25. That would make it the highest in the country.
We're going to get minimum wage, right?
Yeah.
$12.25.
Yeah.
We're going to get paid sick days, right?
Vamos a tener días de enfermedad pagados, ¿verdad?
KALW's Lila Day brings us the tale of two cities' efforts to get a minimum wage increase on the ballot.
Today, the current minimum wage at $10.74, there's been a cross-the-board agreement that just doesn't cut it.
That's San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee at a press conference last summer announcing Measure J to increase the minimum wage.
We propose $12.25 per hour.
That's just the start. It would rise every year, topping out at $15 an hour in 2018. That means $31,000 a year for a full-time worker. Mayor Lee helped negotiate the proposition, and he's backed up by a coalition of labor groups and community organizers, like Shoshan Louis from the Campaign for a Fair Economy.
San Francisco should not be leading the country as the number one fastest-growing wealth divide in the nation. That's not the legacy we want to leave.
The pushback has been minimal. The Golden Gate Restaurant Association announced they would have preferred a more gradual increase over time. The San Francisco Chamber of Commerce says they're simply taking a neutral stance. Over in Oakland, community advocates are working hard to pass Measure FF, an even greater possible hike, since the current minimum wage is at $9 an hour there.
Are we here to mobilize?
Estamos aquí para movilizar.
In Oakland, the effort didn't begin in City Hall. It started in places like this, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. Over 60 people gathered here on a recent weekend. Some have pamphlets and clipboards. Others wear colorful shirts that read Lift Up Oakland, the name of their campaign. Before hitting the streets, they start the morning with an exercise.
I want everybody to shake it all out. Come on.
Vamos a empezar con un ejercicio temprano y quiero que la gente se empiece a mover, empiecen a.
And those who can't get up, shake it out in your chair. Come on.
People from all over Oakland came here to knock on doors, distribute pamphlets, and get the word out any way they can.
Let's get loose, guys. Let's get loose.
Aflójense, aflójense.
Sasi Suba has her son in one arm and a handful of Yes on FF flyers in the other. She says she's going to hand them out in her community, where most of her neighbors are minimum wage workers from Nepal.
I'm going to go and educate them because, in our community it's very difficult. They can't understand English well. So I came here as a representative, and I will go and just tell them in my own language.
Suba says she's seen how low wages affect her community.
All the rents and everything is getting higher and higher, but only the wages are going it's not increasing, right? And it's really difficult to survive here.
Why are we here? Why are we here?
The group breaks off into smaller teams of four or five people. One group heads across the train tracks to a neighborhood in Fruitvale called Jingletown. Among the group are students campaigning for the first time, like Jin Yi Lian, a student from Malaysia, studying at UC Berkeley. He sees national implications for the campaign.
That's why I hope that I can be a small part of this campaign to make sure we win and, help. Hopefully other cities will follow.
Leanne has even made up a song that he says is something that appeals to younger voters.
We are the workers, deserve good things, buddy, you're a star. I just want to show you you are. We can lift up Oakland, we can lift up Oakland. $12.25 now and paid sick days. We need good love and protection.
After leaving the Foot on the Ground campaign, I head to downtown Oakland to see what people there think about increasing the minimum wage.
Kids, the young kids need a fresh start to keep them off the street and some incentive for them to get a quality paying job. I think they should increase the minimum wage.
No, I don't think it's probably good unless the economy is really roaring up, right? If it's roaring up, then you can assume there's more business and people can get paid more.
When I was growing up, it was $3.95, so I think you guys have a lot of good advantage now. Do you think it's going to help Oakland?
Oh yes, definitely. More money, more help, more things, less crime.
That's Michael Karasik, John Correa, and Miss Rena. None of the people who stopped to talk to me have minimum wage jobs or run a business. But just down the street, I meet a business owner sitting at a sewing machine next to satin wedding and quinceañera dresses.
I'm through alteration and custom-made wedding dress, and I'm Mimi.
Mimi Lee owns this shop in downtown Oakland. She says she supports both sides in the minimum wage campaign. Lee works long hours and works alone because she can't afford to hire employees. She says the cost of her tailoring service is lower than the minimum wage. So even now, it doesn't make sense to hire anyone.
Customer come in, of course, the customer would say, hey, it's too expensive. Everybody try to save.
Around the corner from Lee, selling wooden headphones in a small storefront, is Kunal Dalal. He's a small business owner and the organizer of a nonprofit called Project Aruna.
It's a lot trickier for a nonprofit. Like staff costs, you're already looking at costs that are so significant that you have to raise funds kind of in a significant way to cover it no matter what.
Dalal's nonprofit creates partnerships between teens in Oakland and teens in Guatemala. While some nonprofits have raised concerns in the press about the increase, Dalal says it's a part of running an organization.
Humans are the most expensive part of a business and a nonprofit, which they should be.
In addition to increasing the minimum wage, Measure FF also allows for paid sick days, something San Francisco already has. Neither city has had much of a formal organized campaign against the propositions. At Mimi's Alterations, Mimi Lee says rising labor costs are part of running a business.
Just the boss earn a little bit less. Only this way can both sides. Okay. Raise the price a little bit less, the boss pay a little bit more. It's good for both sides.
If voters in San Francisco and Oakland pass these measures tomorrow, the cities will have the highest minimum wages in the country.
Oh, that's just the right length. It's like good? A glove. Perfect. Thank
yeah.
you.
A little bit over the knee, but right?
Yeah, that's exactly right where I
okay,
wanted it.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.
For more stories about what's on the ballot tomorrow in the Bay Area, go to KALW.org, click on Elections 2014.